Marriage is one of the most beautiful gifts from God, a divine union of two imperfect hearts learning to love perfectly through Him. In the early days, love feels effortless, laughter flows easily, every touch feels magical, and every conversation feels like a promise of forever. But as days turn into years, reality sets in. There are bills to pay, children to raise, responsibilities to juggle, and moments when you both fall short. And somewhere between I love you and I'm sorry, forgiveness becomes the glue that keeps love from falling apart. The Bible reminds us in Colossians 3 verse 13, "Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you." Those words aren't just good advice, they're a sacred command. When forgiveness becomes the heart of marriage. Forgiveness in marriage isn't about forgetting the hurt or excusing the pain. It's about choosing grace over grudges. It's about remembering how deeply you've been forgiven by God and extending that same mercy to the one you vowed to love. When we forgive, we give our marriage room to breathe again. We release the tension that builds from unspoken hurts. We make space for peace, healing, and reconnection. The truth is, anger, bitterness, and pride will always divide, but forgiveness unites. Forgiveness says, "I care more about our future than holding on to our past." Learning to forgive through faith. Forgiveness isn't something that comes naturally. It's something God teaches us through His Spirit. It takes humility to admit when you've been wrong. It takes faith to let go of what feels unfair. And it takes love, a deep Christ-like love, to say, "I forgive you," even when it hurts. When you pray for your spouse instead of arguing with them, something shifts in the atmosphere. God softens your heart. He restores your empathy. He reminds you that your marriage is not a battleground. It's a ministry. Every act of forgiveness preaches the gospel without words. It says, "Because I've been forgiven, I can forgive you." Steps to begin the healing. Maybe forgiveness feels impossible right now. Maybe the pain feels too deep or the trust too broken. But here's what I want you to remember. Forgiveness is a process, not a moment. You don't have to feel ready. You just have to be willing. Start by being honest with God. Tell Him you're hurt. Ask Him to help you forgive, even if your feelings haven't caught up yet. Pray over your spouse and pray over your own heart. Forgiveness doesn't erase what happened, but it frees you from letting the hurt control your life. It gives God permission to step in and do what only He can, bring beauty out of brokenness. Forgiveness restores what anger destroys. Anger is one of the enemy's favorite tools. It starts small, a sharp word, a cold shoulder, a misunderstanding. But left unchecked, it hardens hearts and builds walls that separate you from your spouse. Anger says, "You owe me." Forgiveness says, "God's grace covers us both." Anger creates distance, in your home, your words, even your prayers. But forgiveness builds bridges where anger has burned them. The Bible tells us in James 1 verses 19 to 20, "Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires." When we hold on to anger, we let the enemy whisper lies, lies that say, "They'll never change," or "You'll always feel this way." But forgiveness silences those lies with truth. With God, all things are possible. Every time you choose forgiveness, you are choosing freedom. You're choosing peace over pride. You're choosing love over ego. And slowly, you'll notice something beautiful happen. The laughter returns. The small gestures mean more again. The air in your home feels lighter, and the distance between you feels smaller. Forgiveness doesn't just restore your relationship, it restores your joy. Ephesians 4 verse 26 says, "Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry." That verse isn't about ignoring your pain. It's about protecting your peace. It's an invitation to close the day with grace, even if the problem isn't fully solved. To say, "We may not agree, but I still choose love." When you forgive your spouse, you're not saying that what they did was okay. You're saying, "I refuse to let bitterness steal what God joined together." Forgiveness is not weakness, it's strength. It's spiritual maturity. It's choosing to look beyond the offense and see the person God is shaping your spouse to be. A moment of reflection and prayer. So take a moment, breathe. Think about your marriage, the laughter, the memories, the trials you've overcome. Think about the moments when grace pulled you through. Ask yourself, "Where do I need to forgive?" Maybe it's a small hurt from last week, or maybe it's something that's lingered for years. Whatever it is, give it to God today. Let Him soften your heart. Let Him mend what anger tried to destroy. Because with God, forgiveness always leads to restoration. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Thank you for showing us perfect love through your Son, Jesus. Teach us to forgive as you have forgiven us. Where there is hurt, bring healing. Where there is distance, bring closeness. Restore peace, joy, and tenderness in our marriages. Remind us that love is stronger than pride, and grace is more powerful than anger. We trust you to make all things new. In Jesus' name, amen. Marriage isn't about perfection. It's about two hearts learning to love with grace every single day. So keep forgiving, keep praying, and keep choosing each other. Because forgiveness truly restores what anger destroys. And love always wins when Christ is at the center. For more faith-filled marriage encouragement and resources, visit blissfullywedded.com, where love, faith, and forever meet.